This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Friday. It's been an awesome week. It's so nice to have freaking sanity back out there again. California, not sure if they're going to get any federal aid because Trump sounds like he wants something California ain't going to do.
So I want two things. I want voter ID for the people of California. They all want it. Right now, you don't have voter ID. People want to have voter identification. You want to have proof of citizenship. Ideally, you have one-day voting. But I just want voter ID as a start, and I want the water to be released, and they're going to get a lot of help from the U.S. Thank you very much. I'll see you in a little while.
Except Democrats aren't going to do that because they don't care that much about the wildfires. They don't care that much. They're certainly not going to do voter ID. Every single friend I have in California talks about the cheating there. When you have a place that's Democrat rule for that long, they're simply going to put the systems into place that make it virtually impossible to win elections in some place. It's like Chicago. I mean, Chicago's been famous for that for how long? That's because you've had one party rule forever there. They're eventually just going to put the systems in place that make it impossible. Let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse question. Hey, Jesse, when's Chris bringing in his mustard for the challenge? It's been a month. It has been a month, Chris. What's the mustard status? Okay, so before we get to Chris's excuse, you should know, in case you missed it, that, of course, Chris makes his own mustard. I'm sure it's to save money. And he swears his is as good or better than the store. And I simply lobbed a simple challenge out there that I will do a blind taste test and I will tell you which one is better. That was it, right? It was just which one is better. And Chris swears that his mustard is better. And this was a month ago. Now, you said, he just said that she had a double ear infection. Okay, Chris, let me explain something, buddy. I have two kids, all right? I know all about using your kids as an excuse whenever you need an excuse. I've mastered this. Now, the sad thing is they're getting too old to use it much anymore. But you have any idea how many parties I've gotten out of? Well, man, I couldn't wait to come. James has a cough. It's really serious. Is that you in the background, James? I'm coming, buddy. Do you think I haven't done this, Chris? Sell the double ear infection somewhere else, okay? Because we're all stocked up here. In fact, I'm pretty sure I've used ear infection before. I think I've used that exact one before. It doesn't work with me, pal. It doesn't. No, Chris, no, I don't want you to ignore the ear infection. I want you to pay me the respect of coming up with a better excuse than that, okay? That's as weak as it comes. So we're not getting mustard? Did the ear infection prevent you from making mustard ever? Because I noticed you didn't add a different date. I need another week or something like that. So it takes time. Oh, okay. Well, as this guy pointed out, you said a month. So even if there's been, gosh, endless ear infections, we can't possibly be more than a month away, right? Because you said it takes time. That's what you said. I didn't say that. That's what you said. So, oh, you just had a doctor's appointment. Oh, yeah, I remember those too. Oh, we got to take him to the ER. Yeah, I've done that too. Good job, Chris. Dear legend, in your own mind, is it possible to pass a law that the president cannot release any reserves? He's talking about the Strategic Oil Reserve unless they get congressional approval. That way, after a Republican fills it up, the commies can't drain it. What say you? His name is Robert. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a little reminder that Joe Biden drained the strategic oil reserve of the United States of America to try to bring down gas prices right before the midterm. He was successful. It was a temporary thing. He never refilled the reserves, but Democrats are so soulless and evil. They'll just simply drain your country's emergency reserves in order to win more seats in the House of Representatives for the midterm. Now, as to your question, can we pass a law that the president cannot release the reserves? Look, can they? I don't know. I suppose they probably can. But a lot of that's going to be limited because, remember, the president is the commander-in-chief. What that means is, in the case of a war, he's going to have wide latitude, and part of the latitude he's going to have is going to be over the emergency reserves. But setting all that aside, this comes back to something actually I talked about last hour and something that's on my heart and it's on my mind. It's something, honestly, we should all pray about. We can't survive long term if we have to worry that every time when a Democrat gets elected, they're going to drain the oil reserves, flood the country with as many foreign barbarians as humanly possible, make sure DEI communism goes into every part of the government. We can't survive that level of damage done every time a Democrat gets elected president. We just simply cannot. It doesn't matter how many Donald Trumps we get. It doesn't matter how great the next 4 years is. And maybe let's say J.D. Vance gets in there or Ron DeSantis gets in there for 8 years and they do a lot more cleanup. We can do great things. I'm not saying that. We can do amazing things and we can clean up a lot of the damage. But on a long enough timeline, you cannot survive half the country hating the country. You can't. We must have some sort of, I was going to call it a resurgence, a revival, a reform. I don't know. For some reason, all these words start with R. Something has to change with the Democrat Party. Because somewhere along the line, they went from being, you know, at least selling themselves as the party of working people or the poor or something like that, to now just being the Communist Party of America, the America Sucks Party. Can't survive like that. So pass a law, pass a rule. I don't care. It doesn't save us if we continue to have Democrats like this.
We need to restore basic humanity to our...
Her voice is hard to hear. Is it just me or is it hard to listen to that voice? And you know what? I actually feel bad for Ilhan a little bit. Now, granted, she's a bit of a monster, but I always feel bad for dimes that have a terrible voice. Listen, Chris, dime was maybe too far with Ilhan. It was too far, but mildly attractive. Chris, you just say that because she hates Jews. Get past your racial bias, Chris. Yes, she hates you, but Rashida Tlaib looks hotter than Ilhan Omar? Are you serious? Maybe you just don't like black chicks. Corey, you like black chicks? Corey's not even listening. Not into black chicks at all. Well, Corey, this sounds like anti-black chick bias to me. I don't feel like you can be colorblind here. That's what it feels like to me. And look, they both hate your guts. So you're not, look, either way, none of them are ever going to smooch with you, pal, if your wife runs out on you, especially not with that Star of David hanging around your neck. That's definitely not going to work for you. But back to what I was talking about. Quit distracting me. This is serious. I always feel bad for hot chicks that have a voice like that. This is hard to hear.
We need to restore basic humanity.
Imagine looking at a hot picture of her on like a dating app or something like that, and you meet up at Buffalo Wild Wings or Red Lobster or something like that to just have a beer and see if you like each other. And you're like, oh, wow. You see her sauntering in from across the restaurant. Ooh, she looks pretty good. Maybe I'll talk her into going to the movies or something like afterwards. And you're like, hey, my name's Jesse. What's your name? And she starts talking.
We need to restore basic.
And you'd be all, oh, my gosh. What? Are you kidding? Are you messing with me right now?
We need to restore basic humanity to our immigration system. And that starts with repealing the Alien Enemies Act of 17 98 with our Neighbors Not Enemies Act. Together, we will end this xenophobic law once and for all.
It's weird. It's really weird how her parents came here from the worst place on the planet, Somalia. Since she got here, she has spent her entire adult life trying to undermine and destroy the very foundation of the United States of America. She does so from within the halls of Congress, and yet she wants to repeal this.
We need to restore basic humanity to our immigration system, and that starts with repealing the Alien Enemies Act of 1798.
I wonder why Ilhan Omar would want to repeal the Alien Enemies Act. That's interesting.
The president introduced the Muslim ban knowing that
the country I came from. Whatever. You want to learn more about history? The history of this country? Probably wondering about all that act and the Constitution and the... You know, Hillsdale's educating us for free. Obviously, everybody with kids dreams of hopefully getting their kids into Hillsdale one day. I certainly do. But Hillsdale does offer more than 40 free online courses for all of us. It's for you. It's for me. All of us. U.S. Constitution courses, Roman Republic courses, C.S. Lewis, the Book of Genesis, all available at no cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to sign up, and you go sign up for no cost at all. How about that? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we are continuing on with some voicemails, some emails. This guy says, oh, Jesse, shame on you. Last week, I sent you an email about Trump sending illegals to Greenland. You read it on the air and then laughed at it and then said no. Last night, though, you came up with the same idea. There's no limit to what you can accomplish if you're willing to take credit for others' ideas. Keep up the good work. I forgot I did that. He's totally right, too. We got an email suggesting it, and I was like, no, we can't do that. And then last night, I just rolled it out as if I came up with it all along. And that email was from, well, I'm not going to give you his name. We'll just call him Jesse. We'll just call him Jesse's his name, as far as you're concerned. Let's do some voicemails here.
Couldn't Gitmo be used for the immigration problem?
Yeah, you can use Gitmo for immigration, but there are going to be a lot of these freaking people. It's hard. Don't discount how difficult it is to house and feed large quantities of people. It's extremely difficult. I'll tell you, pause for a minute. Let's think about this. Because the Trump administration, they were already trying as hard as they can to plot out where to put camps they're going to construct for them. When it comes to battles in military history, we're going to do a little mental experiment that might help you think about them in a different way. It helps me think about them in a different way. So I want you to picture this, okay? You and me, we're going camping this weekend. In fact, this afternoon, we're taking off, and we are going camping. It's just you and me. We are going to go up into the hills, okay? Now, start preparing for it. What are you bringing? Just go through the list in your head. What are you bringing? Where are we going to sleep? Sleeping bags. You're going to put something underneath the sleeping bag. You're going to have a tent of some kind. We're going to go in a tent? Okay, tent. Now, let's think about fire. Are we going to build a fire? We're freaking camping. I would hope we're building a fire. All right. How are we getting the wood there? We bring in wood. We're going to chop our own wood there. We're going to have to figure out how to chop our own wood. Okay. Now, that's we got that covered. What are we going to do about bathing at all? We bring in some soap, shampoo. Is there a river nearby? Do we need to consider supplies for that? Let's discuss food. How much food do we need? How do we store the food? Okay, you're just going through all this in your head. Now, that was two people for 2 days camping. You're going through that list in your head. What is needed? Now, 1,000 people for 2 months. Think about that. Think about what it takes to house and feed and transport. Medical care, didn't even bring up that. Think about what logistically, what all is involved with all of this. I am saying this to you only for this reason. It's a logistical nightmare to move large quantities of people to and fro. It's a logistical nightmare finding them, housing them, then sending them to where you want. You got to feed them. It's hard. So Gitmo, yeah, fine, but we have a massive problem because we have so many millions of people that Democrats brought here on purpose.
This is Adam from the People's Republic of Illinois. I have a question. What percentage of these executive orders do you think are going to be passed through Congress so the next president can't just undo it?
Well, virtually none of them are going to be passed through Congress. I don't want to be Debbie Downer right now, so I'm just going to say this, which we've talked about before. There is a cost, a huge cost, to only caring about presidential politics, only caring about MAGA this and Trump that, and now that we have the White House. There are so many different levels of power in this country that matter so much. And we on the right were really, really good at digging in and getting Donald Trump back into the White House. MAGA this, the Trump fans, woo-hoo-hoo. We are awful when it comes to congressional primaries, Senate primaries, when it comes to our individual districts. Getting people amped up and involved is very difficult. And now we are sitting here with the narrowest of narrow majorities in the House of Representatives. That means the large quantity of rhinos in the House of Representatives will have to sign on to any law you want passed. And rhinos are there specifically to keep the door propped open so communists can continue to come in. If you are waiting for great things to happen out of the House or the Senate, I would strongly suggest you don't hold your breath. Or if you do, lie down first because you're going to be passing out shortly. We're not going to get great laws. We're going to get great executive orders. In fact, Congress is ramping up to pass one or two disastrous spending bills with inhuman amounts of money. I'm sorry. I want to move on from this because I'm getting myself down, and I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on a Friday. I'm in a freaking spectacular mood. But don't sit there and hold your breath for Congress to get things done. Congress doesn't. We neglect the non-sexy things. When it's not president, we act like it doesn't matter. And then when, you know, we have a GOP Senate who's throwing roadblocks in front of Trump's appointments, we go, how did this happen? We're how it happened. You can't care about politics only when Trump's on the ballot, or you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. Whatever. Go make yourself a smoothie. You'll feel better. Pull out the obliterator from Chefman. I was talking to the guys at Chefman. You understand why this thing is built to handle over 20 years of use? Have you ever had a blender last that long? That's what this thing's built to handle. You know why? They cared about every part of it down to the motor. They went shopping. Man, I got to find the right motor for it. Your blender? How much time and effort you think they sunk into the freaking motor? Go get yourself an obliterator. I freaking love mine. More importantly, Ob loves mine. You don't even have to think. There's no guesswork. You throw the ingredients in, it just automatically adjusts for whatever you're looking for. Go. Chefman.com. Chefman.com. Or this thing's so daggone popular now, you can pick them up in Walmart. Chefman.com, Walmart. It's called the Obliterator. Buy it if for no other reason than it has a sick nickname. Does your blender have a nickname? Chefman.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. For Sombrero Jesse, what is your read on how J.D. Vance will operate as vice president? This is Trump's final term, and in the past, J.D. would have the leg up to win the nomination. Do you anticipate him taking a more active and visible role than is typical for a VP? Thanks. He says his name is Dan. Okay. Well, one, Trump doesn't necessarily share the spotlight that much, but he also doesn't stifle, or so far he has not stifled Vance or anything like that. Vance, J.D. Vance, to his credit, went to March for Life in D.C. today, spoke at March for Life in D.C., which was wonderful to see. He was just awesome. What do I anticipate? I anticipate J.D. Vance is going to be a star. Whether that makes him the nominee in 2028, I don't know. You could definitely see him having the leg up if he's, you know, the heir apparent and people are happy with Donald Trump's 4 years, then yeah, it looks good. But remember, always approach things like that with caution. It's what I call the Chris Christie rule. It's the rule I made up. I made up the name, but it's still true. The Chris Christie rule. People today will laugh when I bring up the name Chris Christie. Maybe you're rolling your eyes right now. Oh, that guy's a joke. Laugh all you want. Yep, he's a joke now. He's a punchline. Chris Christie, right after he got elected the first time governor of New Jersey, I was running for office myself. I was flying back and forth to D.C. all the time. Chris Christie was the best thing since sliced bread in the GOP. Everybody loved that guy. I watched the Republicans in the House of Representatives give him a standing ovation for a speech he gave to a private room. I was sitting in the room to a private room. Chris Christie was the belle of the ball. And then pop, pop, couple scandals, couple stupid things. We all now laugh at Chris Christie. You bring him up and it's all, ha, 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 that loser. In politics, right? You look at it right now. You're thinking to yourself, well, Trump's going to kill it for 4 years. And I hope he will. And right now it looks good. But we don't know that. And we don't know. We also don't know what's going to come down. Maybe things completely outside of his control. How many people have told me on the air? You've heard them who have said they have set him up for a massive financial problem coming during his term. And that may come. I don't know. You don't know. We're waiting. We're watching. Is Trump's 4 years going to be incredible? Is Trump still going to be popular 4 years from now? Wasn't last time. 4 years, he got less and less popular throughout. That's a big if. J.D. Vance. Now, you look at J.D. Vance, and I look at J.D. Vance, and I'm extremely impressed. And I say to myself, dang, that could very well be our next guy. In fact, if I was a betting man, as I was telling Chris the other day, if you had to bet, and your bet was the 2028 nominee is either going to be J.D. Vance or DeSantis or every other person in the country. The smart money's on J.D. or DeSantis, obviously. So I'm up on J.D. Vance. I'm a fan. I'm not a fan, but I like what I see so far. How do we know he's not going to get himself caught up in something in the next 4 years? You don't know. In politics, you can be the belle of the ball one day, and you can be the beast the next day. That's how it works. Trees don't grow to the sky. Craven Hefe, I'm inspired by the illegals getting rounded up and deported, but the Border Patrol is listing the offenses these heathens have committed. While I want them gone, how do we get justice? These are not victimless crimes. I want a pound of flesh. Okay. One, remember when they're listing off the crimes these people have committed, oftentimes those crimes have not been committed in our country. Sometimes they have, but when you see, you'll see this a lot. You'll see that we arrested this guy today, and let's go back to this dude, the Haitian dude. Where is this thing on the friggin'? Yeah, let's go back to this guy.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
So you feel me, yo Biden?
17 criminal convictions in recent years. That doesn't mean those 17 criminal convictions were here. This is what has been happening, and this is part of what makes Democrats so evil now. They empty their prisons onto our soil. Remember when, this is a famous story, remember back when Castro did it? Fidel Castro takes over, he's having this back and forth with America. We hate him. We want him dead. He hates us. All this other stuff. Remember what Castro did? Castro opened up the doors of his prisons and sent them all here. Now, a lot of those people were political prisoners, and that's why you go into Miami today, and the Cuban community is like the best freaking community in the country. Just the most hardcore anti-communists, and their food is great, and their coffee's even better. Their women are crazy, but they're hot too, and it's just awesome. Cubans are just the best. So you had a bunch of political prisoners, but just like the Soviet Union, just like all of them, they housed all the rapists and murderers and gangbangers and drug people right there with those people. And that's who Castro was most interested in offloading. So he took all of his political opposition, sent him to America, and he took all those murderers and rapists and people like that, and he sent them over to America. That exact same thing has been happening for the last 4 years. And it's not just Venezuela, Haiti, all these different countries, all through Latin America and the Caribbean. They understand when a Democrat gets elected that a Democrat, because they hate America, will allow you to send them the worst people in your society, and Democrats will accept them with open arms. And so when you read or hear about these convictions, 17 different criminal offenses, most of the time, not always, most of the time, those were offenses they committed back in their own country. They were convicted and oftentimes already imprisoned in their country for it. And then a Democrat gets elected. And so that country says, well, wait a minute, I don't want to feed this guy anymore. He's taking up room in the jail. And eventually when he gets out of prison, he's going to go back to his murder and rape and ways. Just send him to America. Those morons elected Joe Biden. Let the Americans deal with him. When you hear about the criminal convictions, but honestly, it makes it even worse. It's mostly because they were already convicted in their own home country. Their home country arrested them, tried them, convicted them, imprisoned them, and then they opened up the prison and sent them here. Remember, Tren de Aragua, that Venezuelan gang? That's a prison gang. It started in Venezuela's prisons. Venezuela hates us. Democrats hate us, so they joined forces and they brought an entire prison gang from Venezuela into the civilian population of the United States of America. Now we have that prison gang tearing people's fingernails out in apartment complexes in Denver, Colorado, in order to extort rent payments. And we have the mayor of that city saying he'll go to jail before he lets ICE take them. It's a really, really ugly collaboration between foreign countries who hate us and Democrats who hate us. Those crimes oftentimes are committed overseas, but they're the same animals. That's why you get like that Jose Ibarra, that guy who killed Lake and Riley. He's just a predator. He's going to be a predator wherever he is. He got over here and he went back to his animal ways. You ready to start feeling better all the time? You running out of gas too much? Running out of energy? How's your mood? Fellas, let me talk to you about this. How's your mood? And I'm asking this not whether you feel happy in this exact moment, but do you have moments where you feel down, you're on the way to work, you just got home, and it's really kind of inexplicable. Have you got your T levels checked or fixed yet? Take some natural herbal supplements and get your body back where your body should be. You're not where you should be. That's why you feel down. You need testosterone. Your mind needs it. Your mood needs it. And the anti-communists at Chalk, they're here to give it back to you naturally. Natural herbal supplements. I take a male vitality stack every single day. 3 years I've been taking it. That's how much I love it. Not telling you to do something I don't do. They have female vitality stacks. They have more natural herbal supplements than gosh, they have so many, more than you can imagine. And they'll help you. They'll answer questions. Go get a subscription. Save a bunch of money. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Let's get to this thing real quick here. So I mentioned the Stargate thing. What was the Stargate thing? It was that press conference they had at the White House the other day with these tech billionaire types who announced they're going to raise $500 billion and have America leading on AI. And we played some of those clips from Larry Ellison of Oracle, but Sam Altman was there. Now, Sam Altman has a long, very public history of despising Donald Trump. He has recently come around, I guess I'll put it that way, if you believe such a thing. Not saying I do, not saying I don't. You never know what's in a man's heart, but he's recently come around. He was one of those three moguls up there, you know, partner with the government to make sure we lead on AI. This is Sam Altman.
I still expect, although I don't know what, and this is over a long period of time. This is not a like next year or, you know, the year after that kind of thing. But over a long period of time, I still expect that there will be some change required to the social contract, given how powerful we expect this technology to be. I'm not a believer that there won't be any jobs. I think we always find new things to do. But I do think like the whole structure of society itself will, you know, be up for some degree of debate and reconfiguration.
I am a little bit concerned about a bunch of tech billionaires trying to reconfigure society. Call me crazy. I'm just a little bit concerned. Parallel parking ninja Jesse, you just said we need a scalp. We need to take out a loser Republican in a primary. This will be very difficult considering the fact that the biggest obstacle is Donald Trump. He seems to love rhinos and prefers to primary conservatives like Bob Good. I think he threatened to primary Andy Biggs and will probably support John Cornyn against Ken Paxton. Is it possible to succeed in this endeavor when psycho Trump is against us? Okay, so this guy does not like Trump at all. His name is Dave. Well, I'll just answer this question point blank. If Donald Trump stands against us in primarying out rhinos, then one, he's dead wrong, and two, no, we cannot succeed. And I warned this when it came to, you know, the John Cornyn types, James Lankford types, these types. They know how to suck up to Trump. They've been doing it since he got elected. John Cornyn is potentially in very deep trouble in next year's primary, according to these hypothetical poll numbers that are already coming out, showing him taking on Ken Paxton. It's not at all difficult to see John Cornyn being defeated in next year's Texas primary. Unless Trump backs Cornyn, then it's over. And look, traditionally, this is what Trump is awful at. I don't have any other, there's no defense of it. I don't have any other way to put it. He's just awful at this. The primaries, he backs the wrong horse, and then we don't ever get the reforms we want. The last three times he got involved with the House of Representatives, he was primarying out Bob Good, one of the most conservative members of the House, threatening to primary Chip Roy, another conservative member of the House, and endorsing Mike Johnson for Speaker. It's bad. I've talked about it before. I always will. He runs cover for Lindsey Graham consistently. The crowd, the people in South Carolina, the righties in South Carolina, they can't stand Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham screws us time and time again. Trump gives him cover. Always bringing him up on stage. My good friend Lindsey, I love Lindsey. No, don't boo him. No, Lindsey's good people. Hopefully that changes. And Trump has made a lot of changes when it comes to personnel and things like that. I don't know whether he's going to change this, but I hope he does.
Jesse, this is Russell from Tennessee. How are we going to show the Biden administration pain when he pardoned everybody?
Well, look, you're not going to necessarily throw these people in jail, the ones he pardoned, because he made that impossible. But remember that pain for these people can be more than just imprisonment. Like when it comes to Fauci, Trump came out today and he announced that he terminated Fauci's security detail.
Do you feel partially responsible if something were happening to, say, Dr. Fauci or John Bolton?
No. You know, they all made a lot of money. They can hire their own security, too.
Well, one, that's hilarious. But two, Fauci has enjoyed being a king on the taxpayer dime, making a fortune. Then he retires, and the taxpayers through NIH continue to not only pay for his private security, but pay for limos. Taking that away, making him live like a normal person is pain. Calling him back in front of Congress and humiliating him on national television is pain. Liz Cheney is actually a great example of that. Are we going to be able to get Liz Cheney in prison? No, we're not going to be able to get Liz Cheney in prison. But as of right now, it looks like some of the things she did with January 6th were really, really, really ugly and possibly illegal. It's possible that Liz Cheney committed crimes. Now, just because she's not going to the clink doesn't mean hauling her in front of Congress to answer some brutally hard questions. That in and of itself is punishment. You know, the process is the punishment. Have you ever heard of that before? Like we've talked about with the Cheka, with the FBI. How they can really wreck anybody. They don't have to get a conviction. They can come after you, throw the book at you, make you spend your life savings on a lawyer. You know what a lawyer costs? You know it costs 50 grand, 100 grand, more than that for decent legal representation? Do you have 50 grand laying around? You got 100 grand just sitting there? Ah, man, I just do whatever I want with this. No, people don't have that kind of money. But they'll put you through a year-long legal process, drain you financially, possibly cost you your job, your marriage, your sanity. And after a year of putting you through the ringer, yeah, like those poor saps in Michigan they tried to entrap, you might get found not guilty, but your life is essentially, if not ruined, seriously set back. The process can be the punishment. We can use that same thing on communists who violated the laws of this country. Put them through the process. Make them suffer. Go sit there under oath. Answer questions. We have an hour. I still have a stack of questions here. What do we do? Well, I'll tell you, the most important thing you can do right now is go to hold a Pure Talk and change your cell phone service. That's the most important thing you can do while you wait for the final hour. Because Pure Talk, they hire Americans. I love that so much because it is so rare. Americans, when you dial #250 and say the keyword Jesse Kelly, you will get put through to Americans at Pure Talk. They speak English and they're pleasant and they make it easy. It's easy to switch. You don't need Verizon. You don't need AT&T. You don't need T-Mobile because Pure Talk's on the same network. Same great 5G network, same service for, I pay half of what I used to pay. And right now, with a qualifying plan of $45 a month, you get a free phone, a free Samsung Galaxy? Take advantage of that. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Go speak to an American. Switch your phone. Get a brand new phone. And we will tackle the next hour, the final hour. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.